A Lansing theater veteran is starting up a new theater company. Jeff Croft was the founder of the former Icarus Falling Theater Company. Tonight he launches Ixion Theater with the first of three staged readings of The Four Disgracers. Croft has asked four playwrights to write one-act plays inspired by ancient myths. Tonight's reading of the plays is at 6:30 p.m. at the Capital Area District Library, downtown Lansing branch on South Capitol Avenue. Ixion Theater Artistic Director Jeff Croft joins us here on Current State today, along with one of those playwrights, Alex Freeman. Jeff, Alex, good to see you.
Good morning.
Nice to be here.
Sounds exciting.
We're excited.
What's the idea behind the Ixion Theater Company, Jeff? Is there an overriding theme in play here?
The inspiration for Ixion stems from the Icarus story. We were down at the DIA a couple of years ago and encountered some engravings by a Dutch engraver from the 16th century. And he had four engravings called The Four Disgracers.
So, Hendrik Goltzius.
Yes.
The Dutch 16th century Dutch engraver. And what were the engravings of?
They were engravings of four mythological figures, Ixion, Icarus, Phaeton, and Tantalus.
And you have four new one-act plays inspired by these engravings. Alex Freeman, how did you get involved with Ixion, and what did you like about taking on this theme?
I met Jeff a while ago doing an Icarus show, and from there I've lived around the country and just kept in touch with him. And then we were talking one night, and he said, "Hey, do you want to write something for me?" And I said, "Sure," and I ended up with the Icarus myth, which is felt really nice and sentimental of Jeff to allow me to write the Icarus myth, because I know it means a lot to him. And
would seem to have quite a connection to the classical world, classical literature, classical plays.
I do. I mean, my friend Daryl Thompson and I, who created Icarus Falling, had always really enjoyed mythology, study of it, and so on. So it's I think they've got themes that inspire or transcend time to be stories that are relevant even today.
And Alex, which one did you tackle?
I tackled the Icarus myth, and it was,
And remind us what the Icarus myth is.
Icarus built or created wings of wax and tried to fly off of an island prison-type place and flew too close to the sun.
Ah, yes.
And his myth is often held up as a reminder of, knowing your limits.
Hubris.
And, yes.
Right?
And
is that it?
Okay. In my piece, I take a different approach.
Can you tell us any more about that?
I hold up the idea of flight, of dreaming of flying, as being more divine than keeping in mind your limits. There's no fall if you never take the risk. Mm. And so if you never take the risk, you're not going to get anywhere.
But there's no forebodings about flying too close to the sun, is
no,
that it?
Yeah.
That's a little less a part of your treatment?
Yeah, and one of the notes in one of our earlier meetings is I've taken a much more realistic approach to the myth, as opposed to actually he flies and gets close to the sun. He really just kind of takes a header off of a cliff is what
to put it in contemporary terms.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jeff, is your aim with these one-act plays to expand them for future full-length productions, or what?
No, we don't anticipate these would be expanded. I really enjoy the short-form theater idea of one-acts, and you don't often get a chance to do that in the Lansing area. So it's one of the things we played with Icarus Falling, and it's just something I really like as an idea to kind of launch something new. We get so accustomed to a two-hour show. There's a 15-minute intermission at the center. Everyone gets to a certain pace. The one acts play around with that. You don't have that complacent expectation as an audience member. You have to kind of see what's going to happen, what's going to go on. We've got shows or plays that are going to run probably 4 to 5 minutes, and we've got some that are going to run almost 20. So it's kind of fun because you don't have that preset expectations and laid-back kind of expectations.
Where will this take place?
We're still working on a space here in Lansing area. The full production will go up in May. But we're doing these staged readings to prepare and develop the scripts and let the audience actually get a chance to look behind the curtain and see how the process really works.
And where are the staged readings, though?
Staged readings. There's one at
Capital Area District Library.
Capital Area District Library.
Answered my own question.
Well, but there will be one on MSU's campus on the 24th. We're in the MSU Theater Building in room 12 as well.
But you are searching for a home for Ixion Theater.
We are. I've developed a bad habit of liking to use alternative spaces, so we're going to continue that trend and see what options we have around Lansing.
Is Ixion going to be a professional company with paid union actors, or more of a community amateur company?
I'm going to hedge and say it's a hybrid. We won't be a union house because we honestly, as a fledgling organization, can't afford all of the constraints that has. But we will be paying our performers and participants per performance or for the run of the show.
Alex, are you a full-time playwright? Is this something you juggle with other professional responsibilities?
Sort of. I currently coach a lacrosse team, actually, as part of my jobbing around of things that I do. And I write and I act and direct and just kind of gig it in the art world.
Who do you think the audience will be for Ixion shows, Jeff?
Honestly, Lansing has a really vibrant theater community, and I think it's going to be folks who've gone to other shows, whether it's out to Williamson or into Riverwalk or even Remember Boar's Head, to people in a larger regional area that are just interested in something different and something new. Mm-hmm. Theater offers something that you don't get out of film or TV. That interaction and community of experiencing theater is different than any of those others.
Part of your background includes directing family-friendly shows like Annie. Will Ixion shows be for the? Will some Ixion shows be for families?
They will run the gamut. Our next season, which we will be announcing when the Four Disgracers goes up in May, but has some family-friendly fare as well as some shows that are going to be a little bit more challenging. One's a Pulitzer Prize-winning play, but the language for that one will be a little rougher.
Hmm. Alex, did you get to know the other playwrights involved in the other three?
I did a little bit. It's been an interesting process. I always am intrigued by how other writers work.
I'm sure.
Because it lets me know that I'm not as crazy as I think I am. and sometimes it tells me I am as crazy as I think I am.
Who else did you line up, Jeff?
We've got other local writers. One's moved out to Boulder, but Brad Rutledge is out in Boulder, but he's a local favorite actor and writer. We've got Aralia Garza, who's done theater in Lansing for a number of years here, and then Sarah Hoke, who's also had a work produced at Lansing Civic Players, as Aralia. So it's a great chance to bring new local playwrights together and go through the development process for a new work.
And what is Ixion? Who was Ixion?
Well, Ixion's myth is actually kind of rough. Actually, not necessarily a figure that
the ancient world was pretty rough.
Well, I think Ixion was rougher than most. His myth itself is problematic, but he ended up betraying Zeus's trust when he was brought to Olympus and fell for Hera. Now, Zeus, of course, wasn't terribly thrilled about that, regardless of his philandering ways. And so he tricked Ixion and created a cloud version of Hera and confirmed his suspicions, and thus cursed Ixion to a life of spinning on a wheel of flame.
Aye.
Yeah, I know, not such a great thing. But the Goltzius' Latin inscription of what he took from it, and actually it's kind of what inspired this whole idea of being inspired by art, warned against hubris. It warned against taking yourself too seriously and overreaching. And I think it's a good advice for actors who, especially in this day and age, are often elevated to godlike status and are far, far too human.
Do the other three playwrights, Alex talked about contemporizing his myth to some extent. Mm-hmm. Do the other three contemporize as well, or
it's a mix. We have one that stays very much in a dinner party hosted by Tantalus, but then we have others that have become a mob story with very contemporary roots, and then another which becomes kind of an otherworldly contemporary take where Phaeton and Helios have a bit of father-son issues going on.
there were mobs in the ancient world. In fact, you could say the entire ancient world might have been one big mob.
Yeah. Or horns, even, really.
To tell you the truth.
Your former company, Icarus Falling, what was your approach there, and what's happened to Icarus Falling?
We shuttered about 2 years ago. Icarus Falling was started by, as I mentioned, Daryl and I, to really offer challenging works. We felt that, one, that Lansing at the time had about 20 different theater groups going on within 20 minutes of the Capitol. Mm. And we felt that we could offer some spice or some seasoning to the other shows, which we thought were kind of safe or less challenging. So plays that had adult themes, plays that were one acts. Again, you don't often have a chance for that. And so we shuttered it, really just felt it had run its course. It was time. But after 2 years, it's time to start something new.
Staged reading scheduled for tonight, 6:30 p.m. at the Capitol Area District Library, downtown Lansing Branch on South Capitol Avenue. It's Jeff Croft. Ixion Theater launches tonight, and one of those four staged readings belongs to playwright Alex Freeman. We look forward to hearing about more of your exploits in the future with Ixion Theater. Good luck.
Thank you so much.
Watch Aristophanes take a header tonight at the Lansing Area Capitol District Library.